My name is Larry Ward, Senior Vice President for Project Development with POET.
All right. And just today, we learned from POET that you are suspending temporarily operations at the Macon, Missouri plant that you had, the ethanol plant there. And we understand that this is directly connected with the drought situation, correct?
Yeah, that is very true, Julie. It's a very specific, site-specific circumstance and opportunity. And as you had a chance to visit with Steve Burnett down at the Macon facility, it is directly due to a lack of corn in the area.
Right, and Missouri being one of the hardest hit states, right at the timing when the corn was pollinating and some difficulties there, a mixed bag, of course, of yields, but nevertheless, the supply problem is the big issue for this particular plant, correct?
Oh yeah, they produced a very small fraction of what a normal harvest would be. And then, you know, any ethanol plant is going to have the opportunity to pull corn from all of the local farmers around that area. And the further you have to go, the more expense that is added. And really, it just in this case, with the severe drought in that area, it just really doesn't allow the plant to operate at this time, you know, with the supply that remains.
Sure. Well, it sounds like you're taking advantage of the opportunity for the downtime to do some upgrading. And is this upgrading that you had already planned?
Oh yeah, absolutely. The plan really has a vision to continue to be very successful long term. The plant's been in operation going back to 2000. It has a great operational history. It had made decisions earlier this year to invest in some corn oil technology, some other efficiency with a POET BPX process that is a no-cook process, then enhancing some other plant efficiencies to continue to improve the operation. So that decision was made earlier. It was done also on knowing that this is a year where it was going to be challenging from a corn supply standpoint, but there's no question the belief in it is with the success and the long-term view for the facility to make that type of investment to keep it at the very top of efficiency for any plant in the industry.
Okay, and you have over two dozen plants, correct? And one other ethanol plant in Missouri, right?
Yes, there's another POET biorefinery in Ladonia.
All right, and that one, as far as you can tell, is going to remain operational?
Yeah, that plant right now has certainly a much better availability for the corn, and there's no other plans at this time to suspend operations at any of the other biorefineries.
Okay, so all of the other locations where POET has an ethanol plant, you do not foresee, none have closed, none have shut down operations?
None of the other ones have closed at this time, and we do not foresee that at this stage.
What do you attribute POET's success to?
Well, we attribute the success, number one, to some great corn-growing areas. Like Macon, we have a great farmer base that have been both suppliers for corn as well as investors in the plants. We have a very strong technology base that has, you know, been in the industry for, you know, over 20 years and continue to develop and allow those plants to operate amongst the highest in efficiency anywhere in the industry. So combining good locations with good local investors and technology has really given the POET biorefineries as a large enterprise a good strategic advantage in the marketplace, along with all of the marketing of the products, the other types of opportunities, both in ethanol and the Dakota Gold brand distillers grains. We've just had a good opportunity long-term to develop those markets and continue to enhance those.
Of course, you know, without corn, it's not possible to operate, although I do know that you have some cellulosic ethanol production underway in some areas. But what happens if the drought, you know, does another number on corn this year?
Well, Mother Nature continues to usually bring spring rains. We've never seen anything where you've had, you know, major droughts put on top of other major droughts, and you know, anything can happen. We all know that, but we also remain optimistic that the growing season this spring will bring us some rain, and the grains and the crops will get planted, and we'll be able to continue operations as we have in the past.